This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, happy Freestyle Friday, everybody. It's Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma, and I'm having an allergy attack. Thank you. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 11th, episode 2288, brought to you by KPP Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I was just going to say, keep your finger on the sneeze button. Oh, you don't have one. That's right.
I don't have a sneeze button. This happened a couple weeks ago, but I just saw it, and I'm really sad for all of these individuals that live on the M6 motorway. I'm trying to find where that is. In Cheshire. I guess that's in England?
Yes. Yep.
Or is that England?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. The M6 northbound was closed in Cheshire between junctions 19 and 20 due to a collision. And then they had to clean it up. And what happened is they're describing it as a gincident. The gincident happened. That's right. A tractor trailer spilled 32,000 liters of gin onto the motorway. That's a lot of gin.
Were there people out there with straws?
I bet there were. We have highlighted a lot of these weird spills. And as a former traffic reporter, we had weird ones too, but nothing like you and I just highlight the alcohol that's on. I mean, there's a lot. Didn't we have like
we've had some food ones. Yes. And we've had beer bottles and we've had food. I mean, wasn't there like Cheetos or something one day? Or
32,000 liters of booze. And it was concentrated gin. So that was probably like going to make quite a bit more. Holy moly.
And you know what they do? They come out with their fire trucks and they hose it down and it ends up in the streams and you have a lot of drunk fish. That's what happens.
Lucky fish, man. You're going to be a fish. Be a drunk fish.
Good thing nobody There's lit a match life. Near there. Good God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, on today's show, we have... Why don't you tell everybody?
Coming up on today's show...
Because our producer quit.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, she's working on... See, we filed an extension on our taxes, and it's due Tuesday. So, guess... You know, even if you file an extension and it's 6 months later, you still don't do it to the last minute. It just works that way.
So, trust me, you might hear Chad coming in to use the computer while I'm doing the show because he has to have forms in.
Oh, and he always calls and yells at me, too.
Oh, he hates you. At
I know.
So now he's hated you twice because he filed an extension again.
Jeez. Anyway.
Why can't your boss just pay you normally? This is ridiculous. What is going on? I just don't. Go ahead.
So coming up on today's show, we have one of our listeners who went for the first time to Devon to compete. And of course, Devon's one of the oldest horse shows in the country. And, you know, if you get to do dressage at Devon, that's a pretty good deal. So Ruth McCormick's coming up to talk to us about her experience there. And then we have another listener. It's like listener day. Remember on Wednesday at the end of the show, I started talking about the spotted lanternfly because I didn't know anything about it. And all of a sudden it ended up in the news. And I said, if anybody lives in Pennsylvania, contact us. Well, Alyssa was listening live from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And she's going to come on and talk about what a nightmare the spotted lanternfly is. So that's coming up. Plus,
it sounds weird, but you guys have got to hear this. Like, you're like talking about a fly. No, seriously, y'all got to check
nightmare.
This out.
It's a nightmare. Do you remember when gypsy moths came through? Because they came through Georgia too, but that might have been before your time.
Let's focus, Glenn.
Okay.
It's time for Daily Winnies.
And then also really bad ads. We got some really bad ads coming up on the show today as well. And we're giving away the prizes, 3 packages of Heels Down soap. We're going to be doing that today, too. But you're right. It is time for Daily Minis. Well, Well, my daily Winnie goes out, and I hope I didn't miss anybody because there's been a lot of them. We have a bunch of new auditors that have joined to become part of the party, and I'm going to screw up as many names as I can now.
But just so you know, it is a rite of passage to have your name screwed up.
Yes, that's right. If I mess it up, that's a good thing. Tiffany Crumbly, Jacqueline Prebula, Patricia Clark, Hannah, who doesn't have a last name or it was too complicated, she didn't want me to screw it up, Megan Lalonde. I don't know if you say it that way, but that's a way, that looks like a pretty way to say it, Lalonde. Thomas Stokel, Janet
Howe. You
don't
call somebody Lloyd, okay? I don't know.
I don't know. Thomas Stokel, Janet Howe, Herbert Griffith, and Kayla Reinold. Thank you all for becoming an auditor. We really appreciate it. If you haven't yet, to join the auditor room, just search for HRN Auditors in Facebook, and we'll let you in. So that's how you do it. Thank you so much. If you want to become an auditor, go to horseradionetwork.com. Scroll down on the right side of the page. There's an auditor banner. And for as little as $3 a month, you can join the party too.
And did you notice that?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That included a Herbert. So you're going to have another man in the room.
I know. I noticed that.
Potentially. And there's a Thomas too. But Thomas, you know.
They haven't joined the room yet. I think they're scared, to be honest. I would be too.
My daily Winnie goes out to the mad scientist. I mean, this was a crowdsourced study that really, really, man, broke down some barriers. Krista Lesser-Lasserre in Massachusetts, but she's actually in France. But she did this study, and I mean the amazing information that was given out on the study. And the title of the study, and this is from thehorse.com, horses can learn to open doors and gates.
All she had to do was listen to this show.
Researchers found that horses can teach themselves to open variety of locks and latches. This is like study show.
How did I miss this on study show?
That's why I wanted to do it last week, last time we did study show. So here's some details. The team identified 408 horses that were capable of opening nearly 600 kinds of closing mechanisms. Specifically, they managed to break through 43 twist locks, 40 carabiners, and even two locks with keys. That's right. Zeus undid a lock that had the combination. So, I mean, locks with keys would be like, there's a key. That'd be no problem. They released 260 horizontal bars, 155 vertical bars, 42 door handles, and 34 electric fence handles. Half the horses could open at least two kinds of mechanisms, and some could open as many as five at four different locations. The study goes on to say, we have some very clever horses, says Dr. Kruger, who was doing the study. Owners had not taught... Okay, here's your... I need you guys to sit down. This is going to be eye-opening, okay? Here's the next paragraph. Owners had not taught these horses any door-opening tricks.
Yeah, because that's something we all want to do.
On the contrary, they were annoyed by this clever skill, as amusing as it might be, said Kruger.
Was this on The Onion? Was it a parody?
This is thehorse.com. These people were really faced with the problem of keeping their horses locked in for the safety of the horse and the safety of others. No kidding. It's not amusing. It's not funny when you come home and your barn has been decimated because your Mustang has let himself out and his friends, just his friends, though, not the mares. They would never let the mares out, but he lets his friends out and then they ransack the entire barn.
Well, it's no fun to be bad alone. It's more fun to have some friends.
I mean, that horse has... He has opened double D snaps. He's opened carabiners. He's opened the carabiners with the twist. He can open any sort of like open the stall door kind of thing.
Well, you
like
got him filmed to doing it that one day.
Yeah. Because he just, if it is, now we've put a bottom latch on it so he cannot reach the bottom lock. However, if you have, he knows he can't get out. If you have that top door latch, he will march right up and undo it. Like, suck it. You will not keep this one done. I may be stuck. Still me. Yeah, I mean, I filmed it. Like, he just opens everything. So anyway, there you go. That was your study of the day, telling you what you already know.
What's going to happen with Zeus anyway? We haven't talked about Zeus lately. Are you going to, what's the plan?
What's the plan with Zeus? You know, I had so much darn fun doing mounted archery with Groot that I would love to make him a mounted archery horse. Remember, for those who are keeping track at home, Zeus injured a tendon, and then they said, we need a lot of controlled rest. And then I moved to a place that had 20 acres and no pastures and no like paddocks or stalls. So he ran around for quite some time. I re-ultrasounded him, and there was really no improvement. But again, he runs around like an idiot. So now he is in a stall with an attached paddock that is all his own. And I'm almost taking this as like his stall rest. So I'm going to ultrasound
him
again.
He's looking at that like prison. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You know how many horses would love to have a stall with an attached paddock with a round bale in it that is all his own? No, he's like miserable. The other horses disappear and he whinnies like, where did everybody go? But he loves when I play with him. He loves being groomed, and I'm currently picking botflies off of him, you know, the norm in this time of year. But he's doing great, and he's going to be my mounted archery horse because he would... I don't know if he's going to event after the tendon injury, so we'll just see.
And
he's
he would not look great. He would look great doing that. He looks the part.
Wouldn't he be awesome?
Yes, he
at
looks
it?
The part.
He and he's one part. I could like ride bareback and actually do fun stuff on, unlike Groot, who's so bouncy that I was like, I need a saddle. Because wouldn't that have been cool if I'd done that bareback, Glenn?
Yes, it would have been. But I was impressed you did it at all. So. You didn't die doing it. You didn't shoot anybody. I was just happy. There was no that girl moment.
And I've had a few people contact me that are interested in him after seeing the video. And
oh,
stuff.
Good.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Hopefully he'll go be a mounted archery horse. He liked it.
I just want to say one quick thing before we get to our first guest. We talked a little bit about this before the show, but I keep getting emails from people saying, are you going to talk about the racing thing? Well, we've talked about it before, and there's not much more we can add. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
It's I feel like that is going to be in bigger hands than ours.
Yeah, you know I know. Mean? And I know people like to hear our opinion on stuff. And, you know, maybe at some point we'll do a special episode and we'll actually get some guests on that know what they're talking about. But I don't know what to say.
I don't even know what's going on because I've been in a fog of the Thoroughbred makeover. And so I don't even know. I need to read up on it first.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's all depressing. But, and you know, Pete is starting to rear up on its hind legs again. So, but anyway, I got your emails. I'm sorry I didn't respond. I've been a little busy getting ready for Radiothon of all things, which we'll talk more about on Monday because it's time to hand out homework. So we'll talk about that on Monday, but we're obviously aware of it, and we just have nothing to add to the conversation at this point. Pollock Report, they have a lot to add. Go to the Pollock Report, pollockreport.com. All right, let's get to our first guest who did something really fun. We love when our listeners come on and talk about the fun things they did, but first we have to hear from our terrific sponsor, who's been with us forever, Kentucky Performance Products.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Thank you to Karen and the gang from Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support. And now we're going to call one of our long, long-time listeners and auditors who did something fun, and we have to call her live because our producer is busy doing taxes. So
our producer has left the building. Actually, she said she's doing taxes. She's probably riding her horse.
No, I think she's doing taxes.
Of course, that's what you
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ruth? This is Jamie and Glenn, and you are actually live on the radio, just so you know.
Oh, how exciting. Thank you for calling.
Oh my gosh, tell us everything. First of all, tell us about your horse.
Oh, he's adorable. He's a Hanoverian 12-year-old. His actual German name is Benji.
Funny.
Well, I guess it's not German, but nonetheless, he was registered that one. When I first met him, I thought he must have an elaborate name, but he doesn't.
Just Benji. And he's a giant Hanoverian named Benji.
Right. Well, he's 16 too, which is giant in some worlds, but it's not giant in our dressage barn. But he's perfect. And he is, he doesn't do everything unless you do. Well, he does most things as long as you do it reasonably right. And he's very good about execution errors at first. I mean, he might not do it, but he doesn't do anything bad. So he's really, really special.
So
and I bought him because my 22-year-old, my then 20-year-old was, was like 20, and I was worried about her. And then she hurt herself shortly thereafter, and it's kind of been, backed off real. She does walk and trot, and she was doing canter, and we're rehabbing her. But anyway, his timing was perfect too.
So you've got Benji, and you posted something about you were going to check off a bucket list item of yours, and that was to ride dressage at Devon.
That is correct.
And when I saw your post, I was like, oh, nice. And then you didn't just go do training level dressage. Tell everybody what you did.
Well, I did fourth level because that's the level that the show starts at.
Oh my God.
So it's, tempi changes are fours, and there's half pass at trot and canter, and all sorts of things with, that are embarrassingly right in front of the judge, et cetera.
Yeah. So could you do that stuff, or did you, are you like me? Were you like a training level rider and you're like, we'll just give it a go.
I'm not so sure my chest didn't look like that, but that was okay. Like to people who weren't dressage aficionados, they thought I did great. The judge thought I did less great. But I will tell you that some of what you do great at home just doesn't translate into a big show immediately. And let me talk about the bucket list just for a second, because a good friend of mine had this as her ultimate bucket list. And I was a little more like, if I get to go sometime, it'd be nice. She died this year without going. So this year I was really focused. Okay, if you can qualify, you should go. So, like many people, I didn't feel 100% ready. And I had really good days at home, but translating them into riding really well at a show is not, just doesn't happen. So I definitely need more experience. But that was really my inspiration for going this year.
Oh, I'm sure you honored her in a really nice way.
Exactly.
I was just looking at the fourth level movements. It includes walking half pirouette, canter quarter pirouette, multiple flying lead changes every 3 to 4 strides. I'm just trying to get one in the corner after a fence. So the fact that y'all can get them just straight on, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I think actually the test says fours, and I think they're harder than threes. Something about threes are really easy, but fours, he has more time to think about, doing one early or doing one late, because he's actually really good if I'm coordinated, but it was kind of funny. But anyway,
Glenn,
so they weren't perfect.
Glenn, there's my problem, is I've been going for fours, but threes are easier.
Oh, yeah, that's your problem.
So,
I saw you doing flying lead changes at the makeover. They weren't intentional, but they were happening.
Exactly. Well, that's how I used to do them, too. I don't know, you probably, I retired a few years ago. So I also feel like maybe I need to beat the clock to go do this. But I will tell you that I do, I'm able to ride 5 days a week, and I have a lot of help. So, one of the lessons is to try to get the best help you can to, if that's your goal. And truthfully, I would tell you 5 years ago, my goal wasn't to go to Devon, because I never thought I'd ride at that level.
Well, let me ask you this, if you don't mind. Tell everybody your age, if you don't mind.
It's not, first, I'm a proud Medicare card cover holder, and I'm 68.
68 years old, y'all. And this woman goes to dressage at Devon, doing fourth level
right.
As an amateur. That is just, I mean, I'm just so proud of you for achieving such a lofty goal. I mean, and doing it for the honor of your friend and doing it at 68 years old. God, I love that.
I got to ask you, Ruth, what was the atmosphere like? Because Devon is renowned for its very old fairgrounds. And are you on a speaker? Can you come off of the speaker?
I didn't think I was on speaker. Hold on. I'm on my headset.
Okay. All right. That's a little better. Just talk right into the thing. What was the atmosphere like? I mean, Devon's renowned for its very old fairgrounds. It's been around forever. It's right outside of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, for those that don't know. And this show's been going on for literally 100 and some years. So what was it like?
Oh, it was great. Well, first of all, my first show a year ago on him was, my friend said, how did he take the atmosphere? And this is a friend who'd only been with me to Devon. She's a non-rider. And the first show was like a one ring, like you're my husband and three other people were watching me. And I'm like, there was no atmosphere. So that was the big question. Like, how is he with atmosphere? Meaning Benji. And he was fine. We were not in the Dixon Oval, which is where they really have the tall stands around the whole thing. Our ring, we were right next to it, but we were in a ring that's a little more like what you'd ride in, except for there are like low bleachers and, you know, a lot more going on. Everybody talks about the warm-up ring being so awful because you may have Olympians and various famous people if you're bothered by, if that intimidates you. And that wasn't a problem at all. I was really fine in the ring. So he was good. And I did have a group of friends who came to support me from various parts of my life. You know, so there were probably like 30 people, not all my friends, but 30 people total watching, which is a lot more. And, you know, they got loudspeaker announcements. And earlier in the week, there's also a breed show, and it overlaps the performance show a little bit. So every once in a while, the breed show, like a horse gets away, like, you know, with their lunge line, like trailing after them. That did not happen to me. Yeah, exactly. And actually, if you go to the Hunter Jumper show they have there, they have a Ferris wheel. Unfortunately, dressage shows do not have Ferris wheels.
Oh, they don't let you guys have the Ferris wheel in the background?
No. What a shame, huh?
Yeah. The cotton candy machine and the little, you know, the games and all that stuff, not there.
Listen, did you catch my horse or not, Ruth? Did you catch him?
Actually, there was a horse that ran by us. Unfortunately, somebody just kind of put their arms out and he did stop. But I wasn't on my horse at that moment. And it wasn't the day I was showing because I showed later in the week.
But you got lucky. Pretty,
you know, they do. And foals get loose. You know, foals don't. They don't know better. And they're like, I can run.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Stanley! It is a great show.
Get back over here, Stanley!
Exactly. Glenn, we have more, instead of the Ferris wheel, we have really nice upscale shopping at dressage shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's dressage shows. Let's go to the mall. I mean, my gosh.
And like, Devon, let's put it this way, Jamie. Devon, you know, we're talking about taxes. Devon has shops that you and I can't shop in because...
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
It's like that Pretty Woman thing. We don't serve people like you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like Downton Abbey, you know. We're downstairs. Well, that's great, Ruth. I'm so excited for you, and congratulations for getting there and checking that one item off your bucket list. You know, we've gotten to know, Ruth, you've been listening for what? Have you listened since we started the show? It seems like you have.
I think I started about the fifth episode of Stable Scoop.
So she's been listening for
and
11 years.
Back. Yeah, I was a legacy listener until you got to Horses in the Morning, and then I kind of fell apart.
That daily thing.
Sorry.
I keep up with every day and every show.
It's not worth it. Don't listen.
You're a big fan of Reese and Philip, though, too, aren't you? I know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Jamie, nobody made me feel better than what you just said about it, because, you know, you look at the judge's comments and you go like, oh, you know, on your test, because in dressage, I don't know if people know who don't ride it. Every, like, there are 30 some movements in the test. You get a comment, unless they're all perfect, you get a comment on every one about what you can improve. So, you know, you kind of take a deep breath when you read it. But I do consider, you know, like getting there and getting my toe in the water the first time, you know, an accomplishment. And now, of course, I'm like, wow, I'd like to go and do better.
Do you guys?
That's how horses are. It's very humbling.
if you have a crappy test, do you always look at the comments? Because when I used to go with Jennifer to events, there were times I had to figure out which time she wanted to see the tests and which times I was supposed to throw them away so she didn't see the tests. Do you?
I haven't watched the video yet.
Well, I couldn't watch my dressage from the makeover, but I did read the comments and I did read the test. And I mean, I could have predicted everything that was going to be said because I've seen those kind of, you know, when you take young horses to places for the first, second, third time, there you're going to get some disheartening comments. Like, yeah, I know he was above the vertical. His head was by my nose.
You know, it was straight up, whacking me in the face.
It was straight up, yeah. I mean, so you're going to have things like that. And Ruth, you going to a situation like that and putting yourself out there like that and doing it in honor of your friend and working as hard as you're working 5 days a week at 68 years old. You know how many 68-year-old women are like, I'm just going to garden and sit back home and watch the Judge Judy. Like, no, yeah, there's so many of those. So good for you for keeping moving forward. You know, it's not an easy sport. It's not, riding horses is not easy. And especially as you get a little bit longer, you know, and older, things start to hurt, you know? So bless your heart for doing it. Good job.
Every night they hurt, but that's still worth it.
Well, Ruth, you can relax on the cruise. Ruth is also a horse lover's cruiser, and you guys are going again this year, right?
We are.
And that's actually coming up sooner than we think. And by the way, I just wanted to mention that because
Bangford is coming up sooner than we
think. I know. I got that email too. But you can still get in. I think there's like two rooms left. So if you want to and you want to do a last minute cruise, just go to horseloverscruise.com. It's in February. I think we have 50 people signed up. So it's a little bit bigger group than last time and a lot of repeats. So everybody had so much fun on the first trip. They're coming back. It's good to see Father Mac again. But we're excited to see you guys and hang out with you guys. And, you know, I don't care where the boat goes. It's just fun to hang out with you guys.
We actually chose it for the people.
Yeah,
and we did because the boat's going the same place as last time and we're normally tourists, but we wanted to enjoy the company. And I'm so excited to meet some of the auditors I haven't met before.
It'll be fun. Thank you, Ruth, and congratulations. Good job.
Right. Thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
So think about that. She has been listening, and Father Mac, too. That's her significant other. She has been listening since we started, so that's 11 years. So
there's some people that just like punishment.
I guess. They're just gluttons for punishment. Well, all right, let's take a listen to a little bit about Ovation, and then we're coming back with another one of our listeners. I don't know how long she's been listening, but she's going to talk to us about the invasion of the spotted lanternfly. I should have music. I should have music for that. You're right.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
And a little helpful hint, if you head over to horselovers.com, they had a sale on Ovation stuff. I don't know if it's still going on, but head on over there and check it out because they had all kinds of Ovation stuff, breeches and helmets and shirts and all kinds of stuff for up to 50% off. So horselovers.com for that. All right, now we're going to head to my old stomping ground where I grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. On Wednesday, I issued the call. I had heard about the invasion of the spotted lanternfly in Pennsylvania, and apparently it's a freaking nightmare. And somebody was listening live, Alyssa, and she said, well, she'd come on this morning and talk to us about it, so we're giving her a call right now.
I think I had said at one point when you were talking about it, I'm like, that's not real. That's not a real thing. There's
no
invasion of a fly. Wow, this is like some sort of...
It's like a horror
movie. I'm trying
to
think of like... I'm trying to think of a horror movie where there's like an invasion. I mean, like Piranha, where you would get in the water and like, I don't watch horror movies, so I can't really come up with any.
Hello, Alyssa. This is Jamie and Glenn. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're on the air, by the way.
Yes, you're on the air. Thank you so much for responding the other day when I put out the call for this. I hadn't heard about this, and then I saw all these news reports come across all of a sudden. Tell us, can you describe what the spotted lanternfly even looks like?
Well, it has different life stages. So, I mean, it starts out as a very small bug that lives on the trees, and it's little black dots all over your trees. And then in the fall, when they're like adult or grown, they kind of look like a moth. They're like quarter sized, and they have spots on them, and they're like whitish. And when they open their wings, there's red underneath.
Like the devil.
Yeah, they're terrible.
That's right. From what I read, Alyssa, they apparently arrived in eastern Pennsylvania in 2014 and been spreading and spreading and spreading. Every year they get worse, and they think they came in like in a cargo ship from Asia. They're a Chinese bug. I think the Chinese sent them here and dropped, right. You know, flew planes over and dropped them just to aggravate us. But
but then wouldn't they be in more places?
That's true. They wouldn't be just in Pennsylvania. But it's a problem, right? Tell us how bad these things are.
So, I mean, they recently, I think they started in Berks County, which is the county just north of where I am. And so, like, 2 years ago, they started coming into Lancaster because they don't really fly. They, like, hop. They don't travel far fast, but they do sort of spread. And they will... They love any type of, like, fruit tree or sweet sap tree, and they completely cover the trees. Like, in the spring, when they hatch, you'll see them, like, climbing back up the tree, and if you would put your hand on, like, just on the bark of a tree, you could squish, like, 50 of them at a time. They are so ridiculously many of them. And they love the trees.
If you put your hand and you did squish 50 of them, would they crawl up your arm and like bite? Because what I'm really reading is spotted lanternflies attack fruit trees, but not the fruit itself. It uses its piercing, sucking mouth parts to feed on the sap in trunks, branches, twigs, and leaves. And the oozing wounds will then leave a grayish or black trail along the bark of the plant. And then the other lanternflies come on top of that. Like it's... disgusting. Do they bite you?
I have never been bit by one. When I've sprayed them, they jump at you, which is completely terrifying. But I've never been bit by one, so I think they're into the trees and not into the horses or us. So that's good. But basically you have to like kill your tree to kill them.
Penn State says there's going to be $18 billion of damage in Pennsylvania alone with dead trees, and especially your heart's going to break here. They love grapes and grapevines, and they're killing all the grapevines, which means the wine producers in Pennsylvania, which there's a lot of, are having a hell of a time because these things are eating and killing the grapevines.
Exactly. And apple trees and maple trees, anything that's a fruit type thing. So, yeah, it's terrible.
Don't they leave a sticky residue kind of too that's kind of sticky and gross?
So this time of year they're starting to lay their eggs, which is like white goop on your trees.
And from what I read in the articles, you're supposed to go out there and scrape all of that off so that there can't... That's what they're recommending people do. Go scrape it off the side of your houses, off the trees, scrape the eggs, get rid of the eggs, because that's the only way we're going to stop these things. So imagine on a stepladder scraping all this goop off your trees.
Okay, I found an article that...
You can't get to the top of the tree.
No. 10 tips to fight the spotted lanternfly. Number one, and this goes back with what you were saying, smushing the bugs is effective and the method that is the least harmful to the environment. Now, it says if the flies are on a hard surface, fly swatters and wiffle ball bats work well. If you miss the first time, don't give up. Lantern flies jump well the first time, not as well the second time, and then they lose their energy. If you just follow the bug, you'll
get it. You
gotta
wear them out.
Oh yeah, yep. They will jump at you and then land on the ground, and you can step on them.
By the thousands. We're not talking 10 here. We're talking thousands.
If you hold a bottle, like a plastic Gatorade bottle, in front of the bug's face, the bug will jump in. Did you know that?
No, I did not. I don't think I'm going to try that. That would take a long time.
Yeah. I use a shop vac, it says. Wrap your tree with sticky paper.
They did that for the gypsy moths. When the gypsy moths went through years ago and killed millions of trees on the East Coast, you used to wrap sticky stuff in the bottom of the trunk. So you'd see in everybody's yard, every tree had this white sticky stuff, like feet of it, wrapped around the bottoms of the trunks, and that was to keep the gypsy moths off.
And that is happening here in Pennsylvania now.
You said so, there's damage at your farm?
Sticky stuff around the trees.
Where you keep your horses?
Not yet. Because it's in the southern part of the county, but at our house we've had to deal with it. So, ugh. Yeah.
Hey, you guys like to gross me out.
Trees for the spring.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun. You guys gross me out all the time. I'm going to gross you out. The way scientists are thinking they can combat this, and it's been semi-effective in China, is they're going full alien. And this is what it says. The idea for Chinese wasps, which keep spotted lanternfly populations down in Asia, is to do the same in the U.S. Now, we're introducing a whole bunch of wasps to this situation, but what could go wrong? The USDA researcher said wasps achieve their mission by laying eggs inside the baby lanternflies. The larvae from the eggs then take care of the rest. The spotted lanternfly doesn't die immediately, so it'll be hopping around thinking everything's fine while this bulge is slowly growing out of him. And what's inside the bulge is the larvae from the wasp eating it from the inside out. It just like alien, right out the chest.
Or you can spray it with vinegar.
Is that what another one?
Yeah,
vinegar?
Just use vinegar. I always find it amazing that to get rid of an invasive species, you introduce another invasive species.
A new invasive species, right?
I don't want to add wasps to anything.
Yeah, we have enough of those.
Especially since the lanternflies, although annoying, don't hurt us.
You're right.
They kill our trees.
Right. They don't sting
wasps
you.
Don't seem like the best choice.
Yeah, that seems like let's just add.
Do
more
you remember
bugs.
Years ago when everybody was terrified of the killer bees that were coming up from Mexico and they were going to overtake the whole country, these swarms of killer bees, and people were going to die by the thousands? I don't know what ever happened to the killer bees, but.
Oh, God, I had them in Arizona.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. But they move on after like 3 days. So.
Oh, so if you're not dead in 3 days, you're fine.
Don't die. And then they'll leave. Yeah.
Alyssa, let's talk about something happier now that we all know about the spotted lanternfly. By the way, they're in Pennsylvania. What they're worried about is they get on people's cars. People drive to Ohio, drive to Maryland, drive to New York, and now all of a sudden they're everywhere. That's how they're getting transported.
They're killing all the trees.
Yeah,
the food trees.
It's not good.
And fine. They're
not good.
Getting rid of all the grapes.
We have the Amazon burning down and now these things killing trees in Pennsylvania. But let's talk about something happier. Alyssa, tell us about, do you have a horse? Tell us about your horse.
Yeah, I actually have two horses. I have a Percheron cross a Warmblood of unknown type. So,
and what do you do? What kind of riding?
Mostly I do trail riding and I dabble in dressage. So I do like training level at fun shows. And my husband gets to ride the Percheron cross and we actually go camping and trail ride. It's great.
Oh, how cool is that? That's very cool. And how long have you been listening to our show?
About a month.
Oh, really? You're brand new?
Yeah.
We went from Ruth, who was on right before you, has been listening for 11 years to about a month. So how did you find us? I got to ask you that. How did you stumble across this nightmare?
I just Googled horse podcasts and you guys were the first one. So
Glenn's favorite question is how long did it take you to get used to us? Because he finds that most people are pretty irritated with us, but if you stick it out a couple days, you can make it.
Oh, no, I thought you were funny the first day, so.
Oh, we love you. Yay, Alyssa, we love you.
Awesome.
But yeah, my I thought I should tell you the name of my Percheron.
Yes.
Campfire Marshmallow.
Oh.
Named by a little kid because she looks like a burnt marshmallow with the white oozing out.
Oh my God.
I love that. That's
Please
so good.
Post a picture of her on our Facebook page. I have to see Campfire Marshmallow.
Okay.
And do you call her Campfire Marshmallow?
No, she's Mallow.
Mallow. That's perfect.
Because that's totally her personality too, Mellow Mallow.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you know, I used to own Percherons, so I love Percherons. They're my favorite draft breed. Love Percherons.
Yeah.
Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for finding us. Thank you so much for lasting more than a day listening to us. And
good
for
luck with this invasion that's happening in your neighborhood.
Good luck with that. Oh, God.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alyssa.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, we had both ends of the listener spectrum there, didn't we?
I love it. I love it. That means you still have to be on your game, Glenn, because people are joining every day.
Coming into this every day. Well, and if you're brand new today, give us a couple more days. You might actually like it.
Well, let's do really bad ads, and then they'll like us immediately.
Tell us before that about Wintec Saddles.
All right. Well, the Wintec Saddle model clearance is on right now, and they have new models coming soon. So don't miss out on unbelievable deals across the Wintec range. Check your local Wintec dealer for prices and availability. The model clearance includes rider favorites such as the popular Wintec 500 All-Purpose, Wintec Pro Jump, Wintec Isabel, and Wintec Pro Endurance, plus many more. I would assume that every endurance rider has Wintec, right?
I would think. Most of them do, or they start with one anyway. Yeah.
Enjoy up to a huge 25% off of the MSRP of selected current models, offering you unbeatable value for your money and the perfect opportunity to purchase a lightweight, comfortable, and weatherproof saddle from America's favorite synthetic saddle brand. These Easy Care weatherproof saddles are perfect for riding during the winter as they can withstand mud, rain, and snow, and they don't mold. So prepare for winter riding now and save. I have two Wintecs that I have had 15 years, 20 years.
You got them when they first came to the country then.
Yeah. This exciting is offer only valid while stocks last. So gallop to your nearest Wintec saddle retailer today. Conditions apply. Visit wintec-saddles.com to find your nearest stockist.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, and we're going to be giving away some prizes on Really Bad Ads today, but we're going to do it at the end of the ads, and I'm going into the audit room, Jamie, and I'm posting pick three numbers between 1 and 245, and the first person to post the three numbers are the three numbers we'll pick at the end. All right. So
what if it's me? Can I go in and post?
No. Although we've been using the soap and really like it. That's what we're giving away today. We'll talk more about that at the end.
I do want to get the one you can wash your hair with because I love having a product that does not come in a giant plastic bottle. It drives me crazy that every single thing we buy comes in a giant plastic bottle. So the Equestrian Trailer Life one actually you can use for shampoo.
Okay. I just posted it, so we'll get to that at the end, and we'll talk about the prizes at the end as well, and we will have three winners before the show is over today.
Well, let me do the ad here. The collection has 6 cents, Barn Drama Detox, which is Dead Sea Mud and Shea Butter, Upper Level Goals. These are bars of soap, you guys, with these names. Lemongrass, Wood Pick Horses Over You, Rose Geranium, Stressed Out Amy is the Lavender Therapy. You Deserve This Mint, is Peppermint Equestrian Trailer Life. That's the unscented body and hair bar. You can wash your hair with it. Each soap is $10.99. Three packs are $29.99. And you can go to shop.heelsdownmag.com. They're handmade, all natural, no chemicals, and they are good for sensitive skin, kids, also the environment. They're vegan and cruelty free, and all ingredients are very sustainable and ethical. They're made with olive oil, shea butter, essential oils, and other essences depending on the scent. All good stuff. They smell amazing. They're fantastic. We're going to give them away after we finish our thing, because we were going to make you listen.
That's
you have
right.
To listen to us.
That's right. And really bad ads for brand new listeners. For that person that's listening brand new today, is a time when our listeners take a look at Facebook or Craigslist and they send us ads that just are a little confusing or off. And we have fun reading them. And we've been doing this for 10 years as well. And sometimes listeners record them under their phone and send us the ads themselves. And for that, they get double the entries to win
they
the
do.
Prizes. And Lisa sent this one in.
Hey guys, this is Lisa. I've just stumbled upon a very funny, very bad ad, which it's from Craigslist in Winchester, Virginia, and it's titled Mayor Project. Have you been looking for a spanky new project to work on this autumn? Well, step right up. This sugar cookie will have you dusting off old skills and polishing up new ones. You'll get to use every training method in your library that you've gathered up thus far on a medium-sized pony, and a mare at that. Your patience level and HP bar will grow as you two work through a delightful spread of colorful issues. From the mundane, fairly straightforward quirks to solve, to the more elaborate, mysterious troubles that this 2005 Mustang has carefully tucked away for you to unravel and spin back up into a lovely yarn. Brain cells will fire up left and right as you begin to learn with her glistening bay hide, writing down amendments and newly discovered tips and tricks that you will use with her and future Palomino Valley Holding Facility-born horses. Every crisp, cool morning or fleeting, muggy summer day will bring wonderful new challenges, light bulb moments, and bring the two of you closer than you were yesterday. If 13.2 hands is just enough horse for you, then come scoop up this elegant $800 negotiable adventure before it vanishes into the Virginia rolling mist. Frugal Floogie is awaiting her limousine ride to her new dig. For those that have issues, $800, negotiable, 13.3 hands, 14 years, bucks, lives in a mixed herd of geldings and mares, Culpeper County, pickup only.
Bucks. Just Bucks. I'm going to throw that one in. Like, she's 13. She's bay. She's like really cute. She bucks. And she's also like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. That was awesome.
That's funny. Well read, too, by the way, Lisa. Yeah. Well read.
Yeah, that was great. It's fun to get into it. Lisa sounded like she's getting into it. Lisa got the rhythm, like you do it like a sales ad. So great. Good job, Lisa. Mel Donald sent this one in and requested me. Is that.
Apparently, Mel, as requested by Jamie, and she's in Australia, too.
Oh, God. I can't do it, Australian. I just can't. Damn tech, electric thing. I can't do it. I can't even possibly do an Australian accent. Please call me, Mel, and we'll have some link.
We want to keep our Australian questions. Listeners. Thank you very much.
I know. So this was looks like an item for sale in a Facebook ad. And again, this is Australia. Pretend I'm doing a really genius Australian accent. Mel and I are going to have some conference calls. Nimtech Electric Fence Energizer, 20 km mains and battery for $150. A Nimtech 2J Electric Fence Energizer up to 20 km. Works on both mains and powers and battery and comes with both sets of connectors. Advertised as great for stubborn equines. But unfortunately, my Clydie pony didn't read the manual and has gleefully found every weakness in my fence. What he couldn't slip through or slide under, he simply hulked, smashed his way through it. Was not impressed when he ninja rolled under the fence and gate crashed our wedding and tried to foist him off on the lucky, unsuspecting guests like some hairy version of a door prize, but no dice. So
you can just picture that. We'll see.
Oh, my God. I know the Hulk smash because we have a section that's not electrified and Zara's not allowed in there because she just, I'm just going to walk through it. I don't care. I'll just walk. No problem. So I had to upgrade to simply tying my fence wires to the Ergon cable and lighting it up like a Chevy Chase Christmas tree.
Okay, don't what she's this. Talking about is putting it direct to the electric, which is not good. That's not good.
I mean, that's like...
that's not good.
Got it, yeah. Like lighting good. It up like a Chevy Chase Christmas tree. Don't do this, kids. Every other equine, feline, and avian critter on the property has stayed put.
I bet.
Great dual zapper. You can take it away and we can jaunt to hook it up to those... Aragon can't find me here paddocks. What you keep in and out of your plot is none my business. Bought in June 2019, still under warranty. If you own an equine version of a tank, may I recommend a crocodile infested moat instead?
That'd probably work.
Would work.
Oh, we've all had these horses. I can't tell you how many times we get up at 3 a.m. to chase the horses on the road because they crash through the electric fence.
It seems like such a good idea. It like does. An electric fence. And it for does. Some reason, there is always one who can just, they don't care.
Well, and then care. One piece of grass grows up and touches the fence and it's dead. You know, it's just, yeah. Ugh. And weed whacking fence lines is just the worst job in the world. Renee sent this one in. It's very short. Okay, let me just read this because there's no punctuation. Philly part Welsh Hackney Halflinger paint mixed cob side pony wheeling weanling totally correct sound ready to wean now $4,200.
$4,200? You don't even know what it is. It's
no,
a part.
They know
Welsh...
exactly what it is. It's Philly part Welsh Hackney Halflinger paint mixed cob.
At least she's totally correct.
Good How Lord. Do you know all of those things are in there, by the way?
So, a Welsh Hackney bred to a Halflinger paint? Who the hell would breed a Halflinger paint in the first place and be like, you know what? We should breed this even further.
But then it goes on to say mixed cob side pony. What's a side pony?
I don't know. That's just terrible. And it's the bargain price of $4,200.
It's kind of cute. It's a very yellow baby.
All babies are cute, Glenn.
Yeah, that's
all babies.
True.
Lizzie sent this one in. Old four-horse trailer, $800, and it's in Hondo. Where the heck is Hondo?
I don't know.
Awesome. I want to go there. A great way to get into a horse trailer for cheap. If you can do the work yourself, you'll save a bundle. Bill of sale provided, no title. What the hell is this, Glenn?
It's a very long, looks like four-horse old steel trailer that all the doors have been removed. Well, the one in the back's open.
No,
I don't
no,
know
no,
that
Glenn,
it shuts.
This is, I think, a two-horse rounded front trailer, and they've welded another one
oh, like
on the
back. Like a limousine.
Like a limousine. Because the tires would not be in that location. Like, it's
oh,
very
you're right.
strange.
You're right. I think that's what they did. They welded two together. And there is a seam. You're right. Right above
There's
the tires.
There's a seam along the top of the roof. They have welded two horse. They How cut off they... the front of one of the rounded horse. They've welded that together. And then, of course, there's no, like, it's on cinder blocks. It's not like it's, like, well, there's no jack.
And we've had rusty trailers before. This thing is rusty from top to bottom, front to back. The entire thing is rust.
Yeah. But you know what, Glenn? Here's the deal. What? If you do the work yourself, you'll save a bundle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will. God. Oh, and no title because that was lost long
There's no
time
title because it's not a thing. They built this thing. It's not a thing. It's two horses, two trailers welded together. I don't know. I don't understand
it's
it.
A beautiful rust color, though. I do like the color.
No, you don't.
No, I don't, actually. The next one Jody sent in and clarified there's no pictures in the ad. Horses for sale, $1. I have two beautiful horse for your consideration. Both are mares. Both have been used as camp horses. One is 7 years of age and the other 13 years of age. Both of them are very smart and want to learn more. I would say because both the horse a little on the quick side, they would be for advanced beginner or above. Forgot some words in there. The Curly app is 1800 American money. The Chestnut is 1200 American money, located in Marion, Michigan. I don't know.
The curly, oh, it's a curly, curly Appaloosa?
App. Yeah, I guess a curly app. And the chestnut one. They don't actually say what the horses are. They're just camp horses. Who cares what kind they are, Jamie?
What's a camp horse?
They use the camp. You know, camp where you go ride at camp. They're camp horses. Whatever. Which means they should be broke to death.
That means that they need...
Except the one's a little on the quick side. So
Leslie sent this one in. I'm not going to dwell on camp horses. I'm sure there's like a thing, but like, wouldn't they have to do more than just be a camp horse? Like, wouldn't they have to trail ride? Wouldn't they have to, I don't know.
Yeah, they trail ride at camp.
Or like, is this like a summer camp horse?
That's right. That's what I think they're saying. Camp horses.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Okay.
For sale, not on sale.
Remember your own rule about really bad ads. Don't analyze the ad.
You're right. You're right.
Just move on.
No soul. You cannot overanalyze and you're allowed to have no soul. Leslie sent this one in, and this is a Facebook post by a guy named Mike. For sale, not on sale. This is an own daughter of Dash to Shame, who is an own son of Trash to Fame. What?
Dash to Shame and Trash to Fame?
She is not fancy broke, just fancy. She is a barrel horse deluxe. She used to be a youth holder horse. Oh, God. I got to read this in a southern accent, Glenn. There is just no way around it. It just gets better. For sale, not on sale. This is an own daughter of Dash to Shame, who is an own son of Trash to Fame. She is not fancy broke, just fancy. She is a barrel horse deluxe. She used to be a youth halter horse until she ate the youth. She is cheap at $20,000, but I'd take $100. Oh, yeah, I'm posting for a friend.
It's not on sale for $100.
Is that a real horse, Dash to Shame and Trash to Fame?
I don't know. You got to Google that. Well, I do the next one. You look that up. Oh, we have some other names coming. Today is the day of names. Christy sent this one in. This is in, I have no idea. It doesn't say. So it's a Bay Gelding for free. 3-year-old Bay Gelding. Very friendly, well-built with good bloodlines. Leads and is easy to handle. Project horse ready to be broke. Had an injury to his leg as a wrangling above the hoof. Has an injury to his leg as a wrangling above the hoof. Doesn't seem to bother him just now. Grandson of 2 id bartender. What's a wrangling above the hoof?
Well, it's a hoof, number one. Project horse ready to be broke. Had an injury to his leg as a... Is that supposed to say wheeling?
No,
I don't know. Why are we discussing this? Why are we breaking these things down? It's a terrible ad, and nobody's going to buy the horse, okay?
Because it's got a wrangling. Everybody knows when you have a wrangling above the hoof, it will not pass the vet.
Let me just tell you that the Trash to Fame I cannot find. I did find a horse named One Man's Trash and Miss White Trash and Town Trash and Trash Panda. Oh. I cannot find... Trashed.
I let the next one for you because you think you want to see horses' names, and Western people love horses' names. Try this one.
Oh, God, they're the worst. I told you I let Monty Roberts name my horse, and I was like, oh, my God, please. And he was going to tell me on the air what he named the horse, right? Zara. And it's like, please don't name her Two-Eyed Jack Doc Bar Fancy.
Well, read the next one. You're going to love this.
This is from Lorene Barden up there in New York City. And this is a performance bred horse for $1,500. Oh, my God. Should I read it like New York or should I read it like
I think New York. She's from New York. So.
Look at this beautiful filly. Jess B. Surfin is weaned and ready for her new home. I expect.
Sounds just like Lorene.
I'm amazing. I expect big thing from this filly. She, if out my good mare, Jess B. Fancy, parentheses, Jess I, Mr. I Opener, Orphan Ike Dash for Cash, and Mr. Jess Perry by Surfing Cash, Mr. I Opener, and Dash for Cat. I can't even do these names and the accent at the same time. P. papers are pending. But, oh, God. Loreen, please start reading things into your phone again because I miss you. Because every time you send an ad in, I have to tell like this, and it's a disaster.
Let's review in one day. What are the odds that from two separate people, we get Dash to Shame, who is trash to fame, and Dash for Cash and Cash... Dash for Cash and just incredible
both
names.
Dash for Cash. That is called inbreeding, people. That is not.
Yeah, I was just looking
gosh,
at that.
She's by my fancy mare, who's out of Dash for Cash on her mom's side and Dash for Cash on her dad's side.
Oh, you're right.
That great
right.
breeding, you guys. But remember their son, Surfing Cash, which was by Mr. Eye Opener and Orphan Ike Dash for Cash. Like, what? The hell?
We need to get them together with...
Don't talk like that.
We need to get them together with Dash to Shame and Son of Trash to Fame.
And we... Own Son of Trash to Fame.
What does Own Son... No, forget it. Karen...
Oh, why are we breaking these down?
Karen sent this one in. Looking for horses to ride. My son's birthday is coming up and he wants to ride horses. We used to have horses and he loved riding, but we don't have them anymore. So if you have horses we could ride for the day, please let me know. Thank you. I am sure that she had a ton of responses.
Sorry, my phone is ringing off the hook.
Jamie, this is Glenn. Could my son come out? He's four, and, you know, he's a little rambunctious, and he's never ridden a horse before, but could we just ride your horses for a day?
Let me call you.
Glenn. Okay. All right. Hello?
Just dial the number. Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi. My son's birthday is coming up, and he wants to ride horses. We used to have horses, and he loved riding horses, but we don't have horses anymore. So if you have horses we could ride for the day, can you let me know?
Click.
Red as the ad. Oh, my gosh. Can I just tell you something really funny? I know we're going to go here. We're going to wrap this up. I'm before the show sitting here. My father is visiting, and I had to tell you this, Glenn. My dad is visiting, and Chad's home. He got home last night.
You think Jamie Southern accent? I think her dad. We had him on the show once. I understood half of what he said.
Yeah, I mean, where do
it's
you think
thick.
I get my talent?
He is thick Georgia.
And the more he sits here, Glenn, the more I start talking Southern. I mean, it just comes right on out. I don't know what happens.
Does Chad have trouble? Does Lucas have trouble understanding some of what he says?
No, but Lucas has been, he's been raised with it. You know, he's known him from the beginning. But I want to tell you that I was sitting here listening to them talk out in the kitchen. The coffee's brewing. They're just like listening to Chad have a conversation with my dad is hilarious enough. But my dad's like, what's she doing in there? She's going to work. And he was like, yeah. Mr. Massey, do you listen to podcasts? What's a podcast?
No.
You've
been doing this 10 years. 2,300 episodes.
What the hell's a podcast? What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, my God. What?
You're making that up. Please tell me you're making that up.
I cannot make that up, Glenn. I cannot. I'm like, what the hell are you? And he's like, well, I've listened to Jamie's show before. Somebody put it on my phone. And I'm like, and Chad's like, that's a podcast. Like, what? My dad yesterday, he's like, gives me his phone. He's like, hey, somebody sent me some sort of message or something. Can you help me figure? I'm like, just, it's a text message. Like, this is very basic phone. You've had a cell phone for like 15 years. It's like the most basic thing. So I open the text message and I hand it back to him, like where the keypad is up and he can just type what he wants back. And he goes, well, what do I do now? What do you mean? What do you do now? You type whatever you want. Do you know the alphabet? Oh, my God.
There is nothing more frustrating than helping your parents with electronics.
Oh, my God. Have you seen my mama's Facebook post? She'll randomly just type my name into Facebook, and it's like, you've been tagged in a post by June. And I, like, look at it, and, like, it's just my name. She, like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't understand how to get it from this to, like, be. On my page, but I want everybody to see it. I'm like, you.
Jennifer's mother still cannot put pictures on a Facebook post. And she has asked me 50 times. I can't.
You know what? We're going to hell for talking like this because we're going to be old and we're not going to understand.
You know what's
anything.
Amazing is she had a very successful. Your dad ran very successful businesses.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
But they can't answer.
I
text
really
messages.
Realized what my dad did was hire the right people. That is his strong suit.
Thank you to Lulu, Danielle, Patty, Rochelle, and Ellen for also sending in ads this week. We need to pick some winners. All right, so we're giving away the Heels Down soap packages. They're worth $30 each and three winners. And I am going to go over now to our auditor Facebook page, become an auditor. Do that today, $3 a month, as little as. And Nicole sent the first responses in. She picked three numbers, and I got the spreadsheet that Jennifer gave me, so I got to do all this together. All right, so Nicole picked number 17 first. Let me go over here. Number 17 is Leslie Raffleson. Leslie Raffleson, congratulations. You will be cleaner and not as stinky.
I noticed that the second person to type in numbers is Lorene. Lorene, I swear to God, if you don't send me...
Yeah, you need
another
to read that ad.
Yeah. I'm getting rusty.
Nicole said number 108 for the second one. Oh, Mary Schmidt. Isn't she our friend from up north?
She lives in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah. And winter has hit.
Good now. She's going to take a bath now.
Yeah.
Well, she might not bathe till spring. It's pretty cool over there.
Mary, you can use the soap outside the bath. Just, you know, put it in the barn. And then I think they get to pick which ones they want, too, of the titles. And then number 56 is Kelly Harmon. So congratulations to Leslie, Mary, and Kelly. You're all going to be cleaner and smelling wonderful. As
it's
a horse
no,
girl
like,
can.
Like, these are real. We did not pick these names, but, you know, I could go through a list, and I didn't do it. Some people who need some soap. And
can we just end with something? And I'm surprised you didn't do it as your daily winning.
You mean what the hell's a podcast? Like, you want to end that?
God. Can you please record him saying that so we can just play it over and over again?
What the hell
we'll put it
is
in
a
an
podcast?
Opener. We'll put it in an opener. Record him saying, go out there and record. So who did the cartoon of you as Katniss?
Oh my gosh.
And Baby
isn't
Groot,
so
it's
cool?
So spectacular. You posted it on the Horse in the Morning Facebook page. People can scroll down and see it there. It's also in the auditor room now. But somebody did a cartoon of you and Baby Groot shooting a bow and arrow with the flames in the back from...
I know. It's so cool. Savannah Dowdy, she was a competitor. And afterwards, she just said, hey, does anybody want me to draw you? And I sent it. Sure, I'd love to have this picture. And then she just did it with like the Katniss Mockingjay flames in the background. I'll share it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page for the non-auditors because it's awesome. Like, so talented.
It is.
A cartoon.
It's so cool. You need to get that printed out and hang that sucker up.
You know what? I would like a sponsorship from EcoGold for the saddle pad. I would like a sponsorship for Southern. It's like, it's obviously an EcoGold saddle. She even did the little emblem on it. I mean, I could get sponsorships for all the boots.
you need to put that one on your wall, though, studio, though. That's really cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. So, Baby Groot, she's a cartoon.
Does Savannah do these for other people?
She is going to be doing them for other people. And that's the other thing I wanted to mention, too. Do you know, give me a second to find it, because I have it in my saved posts.
The By the way, her name is Savannah Dowdy, D-O-Y...
D-O-W-D-Y,
right.
So, you know the lady who does the Dear Murray?
Yeah.
So she is now doing cartoons for people. If you go to Dear Murray, you will see a picture and she will specifically draw your horse and you hugging your horse, okay? And hugging your horse's face or whatever. And they're personalized profile cartoons. And you can email art@misfitdesignshq.com or just go to Dear Murray on Facebook page. She's charging $10.
What?
$10. So buy everybody.
We've had her on the show, haven't we?
We need to get her back on to talk about this because it's so cool.
Yeah, we've had her on the show. It's Misfit Designs. Yeah, we've definitely had her on the show. But you're right. That's a great Christmas gift. And they're very cartoonish. I love the one that's at the top of her Facebook page right now. And it's just Dear Murray. Just search that on Facebook. And it's M-U-R-R-A-Y. What we're also going to try and do, that's good. Thank you for the reminder. If you could please, if you make something, if you sell something that you make, and you're a listener to this show, we will highlight you for Christmas. So if you make something, please email me, glenn@horseradionetwork.com. We want to highlight our listeners that are talented like this. And if you're making stuff for people for Christmas, we love that you're not buying stuff from China, that you're getting stuff that are homemade for gifts, and we will highlight you for free. There's no charge for that. I really want to do more of that this year. We've done it in the past. So I'm going to post that in the auditor page and on the Horses in the Morning page. I don't know. I haven't even talked to you about that. Do you think that's it? I love that idea.
I love that idea. That's fantastic. It's awesome. So
I need to get Scooter done.
Yeah, this is super cute. I think she's like doing girls, though. Maybe boys. You could probably get in there. Yeah, go check out Dear Murray. I just think it was so cool. And maybe we just get her on the show.
Yeah, that sounds terrific. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday with another new show. Thank you to all the new listeners who made it to the end of your first episode.
Because there's people that have listened that didn't. So.
That's right. So Monday, we'll be back with another brand new episode that you can try. Give us a couple more days. You'll be fine. It'll be good.
Spay, neuter,
Tuesdays and Thursdays are wonderful. Try those days.
Stop it. Probably are, though.
Mary and Jennifer had a training fest yesterday.
What the hell is a podcast?
You need to get that recorded. Please get that recorded.
I will.